It's Marketplace Tech for February 1st. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. The company Alphabet, which you and me and everybody we know still calls Google, will deliver an earnings report today. It's chosen a novel way to give investors that information. There will essentially be two sets of data, data from Google and, quote, other bets. Other bets? Weird name, right? James Chalkmak, equity analyst at Monness Crispy Hart, agrees.
I would personally prefer, you know, a word other than bets. It doesn't sound as calculated as I would like. More like gambling, you know?
Whatever it sounds like, the other bets category includes Alphabet's most ambitious efforts, which could pay off.
These are big projects tackling big problems. And if one of them hits, you know, you have a huge potential financial windfall on your hands.
Think the company's internet provider like Google Fiber or self-driving cars, but the real good stuff is still something Google makes that the online world takes more and more often.
This is a $600 billion advertising market. It's moving digital. There's only two companies in the world that can deliver ads on a mass scale and on a targeted basis. That's Google and Facebook.
James Chalkmak at Monness Crespi Hart. The 1968 classic sci-fi movie 2001: A Space Odyssey features some prescient ideas about technology.
I enjoy working with people. I have a stimulating relationship with Dr. Poole and Dr. Bowman. My mission responsibilities range over the entire operation of the ship, so I am constantly occupied.
That was the artificially intelligent computer system HAL talking there, of course, but in the movie you also see astronauts eating food while they watch video on tablets that are sitting on a table. This is, of course, long before the advent of the Apple iPad. And in fact, this movie was used in a courtroom a few years back by Samsung to try and prove Samsung hadn't copied Apple's consumer technology. This is just one of many examples where sci-fi has inspired or predicted future innovation. That's the topic of a new book called 10 Billion Tomorrows, How Science Fiction Technology Became Reality and Shapes the Future. The author is Brian Clegg. Hello, Brian.
Hello there.
So can you name a couple of technologies that we might take for granted these days that were first inspired by science fiction?
It's a bit difficult to talk about technology being inspired by science fiction, because what it more is that technologists are inspired by science fiction. It does happen. So, for instance, the ability to draw three-dimensional landscapes that originally started in video games was inspired by the holodeck on Star Trek: The Next Generation.
Computer. End program.
But often it's more a case that a scientist or a technologist will get really excited by something in science fiction, and that will move them into inventing new things. Not necessarily exactly the same thing as in the science fiction, but will inspire them.
What science fiction author franchise do you think has had the greatest impact on our world as we normal people go about our days?
If you speak to scientists, the number of them who were inspired by Star Trek to get an interest in science, to want to do something about the future, is quite remarkable. And I think it's partly because Star Trek's one of the relatively few science fiction franchises that are positive about technology, that actually see mostly the technology of the future as a positive thing.
But without this kind of fiction, people wouldn't end up going and building the things that we use, right?
That's right, because it is giving them that inspiration. It's not a case of copying it. In fact, sometimes what happens is better. Going back to Star Trek again, if you remember the communicators in the original Star Trek, compared with the modern cell phone, they were ridiculously, hopelessly weak and stupid. They couldn't do anything much. And when you compare what we can do with a cell phone now, it's absolutely amazing. So sometimes we go far beyond it. But I think it's always challenging us to think a little bit differently. So if you look at, for instance, artificial intelligence, we see things in films from HAL in 2001 through to films like Ex Machina, where the whole idea of artificial intelligence is explored and I think has inspired people to think differently.
Brian Clegg is the author of 10 Billion Tomorrows, How Science Fiction Technology Became Reality and Shapes the Future. Brian, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, I want to know your examples of this. What have you seen in sci-fi movies, TVs, or books that you think exists now or will exist soon? Hit me up on Twitter. I'm at the Brock Johnson. Hey, remember way back in 2012 when this happened?
And thank you, Iowa, for the great send-off you're giving to us and to the others in this campaign. Look, this is a campaign night where America wins. We're going to change the White House and get America back on track.
Mitt Romney there, calling himself the winner of the Iowa caucus. Awkward because Rick Santorum had actually won. The Iowa caucus for time immemorium has been prone to error. Here's Rodney Guzman, co-founder of a technology company called Internology.
If you look back at how this used to be done when they were capturing and recording the results, they were calling it in and then they were recording it on paper and sending those in.
When people vote in the Iowa caucus today, they will have some new technology made by Microsoft and Guzman's company. It's a set of apps for tablets and phones that help people from each party who are supposed to help count caucus votes, collect them, verify them, and send them to party headquarters for totaling. Guzman says it isn't exactly cutting-edge tech.
A lot of this technology that we're leveraging, you know, it has been around for a little while. It's not like we're the cloud technology has been there for a while. And it's really more about the willingness to adopt it into processes like this. And we were fortunate the Iowa parties both wanted, you know, to embrace technology like this.
Worth noting that not everybody's happy about this adoption of new technology made in part by a private company. The campaign of Democratic presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders has questioned the technology, saying they are using their own backups to check the numbers totaled by the new apps. One of his campaign representatives told us they didn't understand why party leaders had not chosen to work with tech companies based in Iowa. A statement that even in itself is an appeal to local voters. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.